And the other would be oak wood you put on top of this, but it would all be dry.
Was the oak wood split up? Or?
Yeah, it was split up, cut up in, you know, pieces length to fit the fireplace.
What'd you call that ring?
Let me see. Sticks, fire sticks. Stick, some call it fire stick, some call it with stick of wood. They would call it like that.
Did it have bark all around it?
Well, after you split it, it wouldn't have bark on it. Probably one side would have bark on it. You see, after they split it, then one side would be kind of smooth and bark like on this side. Because now if it were round, it would have bark all the way around it. If it wasn't large enough to split and cut in pieces, file length pieces, then you wouldn't split it. It was small enough. But if it was a large piece, you would split it, and maybe you would get about three or four pieces out of that round piece that you would split up, you know, like that.
So you put the wood
in? On this fire, after you get your fire started, then you would, you know, add this wood to your fire, and it would begin burning.
Where did you build the fire?
And what we call fireplace. See, it would be a chimney built from the ground and come up through the floor, and then they would make this fireplace, and then this chimney would go on out through the top of the house.
Do you ever call those sticks anything else that you burn?
Mm-hmm. Nothing, but they would call it oak wood or pine wood. They would call it that.
Did you ever call a log?
You mean logs? Well, some people call it logs, but it's a log before you cut it up into sticks to fit the fireplace. It would be called logs.
But you didn't burn whole logs then?
No, because you have to cut. You see, your fireplace wouldn't fit a whole log because it would be long, you know, like that. And so they would cut it up into what they call sticks is to fit the fireplace. Sticks of wood, they would call it.
Well, what held the wood up?
Well, some people would use, those could afford it, would use what they call fire dogs. And if they didn't have the fire dogs, they would take bricks and put so many on each side of that fireplace, probably two or three, is to hold that wood up so it would have, could get the ventilation in to start the fire to burning.
And do you have something that stuck out into the room? The fireplace on the floor?
Well, it would, you see, the fireplace extends so far out on the floor from the chimney. You see, that's just like this table is built. See, this table is built like this. Well, see, that's like this is the fireplace. Well, this here, the back side of the fireplace, I see. And this would be from there out this way would be the, you know, the fire, the coming out to your floor. The fireplace.
What's that part that stuck out in front of the fireplace?
Well, all I would know, they call it the fireplace.
Yeah, a little brick part.
Yeah, it was brick, and it would connect to the floor like that.
And you know, did you have a brick part that stuck out in the room, sort of?
Mm-hmm. See now, like this is.
It's on the wall.
This is the back of the chimney.
Uh-huh.
And all right, here's the back of the chimney. Well, I'll turn this down like this. Now, this is the back of the chimney.
Okay.
And this is where you build your fire down here.
In that fireplace,
uh-huh.
That opening.
Uh-huh. And this would be what you call the fireplace out here, this part out here coming to your floor. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know that little brick part that some people have built in front of the... It sticks out in the room,
mm-hmm.
between the wood floor.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called?